It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis. Words from David Rockefeller, and arguably one of the global power hierarchy individuals. Such predictions, or should we say plans, are certainly manifesting at this point in time. This next quote is also not new, but it also applies now more than at any point in human history. The conscious, intelligent manipulation of the organized opinions and habits of the masses is an important element in a, quote, democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power in our society. That quote from Edward Bernays. This is Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org. The commercial-free Global Alert News Hour starts now. Climate and biosphere collapse is the bottom line that will most immediately determine our collective futures, not the engineered coronavirus threat. Further, the entire coronavirus scenario is the result of power structure desperation in response to the unfolding climate and biosphere collapse that is, as already stated, upon us and is accelerating by the day. The climate engineering weather warfare operations in our skies are further fueling the overall environmental collapse, along with contaminating the entire planet and every breath we take. While keeping this in mind, what agendas are being carried out in relation to the COVID-19 virus scenario and all that has just been mentioned? Consider the following quote before I tell you who made it. Capitalist companies produce viruses so that they can generate and sell vaccinations. This is very shameful and poor ethics. That quote came from Muammar Gaddafi, now assassinated former leader of Libya. How many remember Hillary Clinton's quote about the U.S. government's destabilization and toppling of the Libyan government and Gaddafi? Hillary Clinton said this, quote, "We came, we saw, he died," laughing while she stated this. These are the kind of people that we as a society have allowed to rise to power. And it matters not what political stripe they wear. That whole divide is nothing but a facade. The left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican facade, which is all it is. The bottom line, we will sink or swim together. And about Clinton, for the record, the pharmaceutical industry donated more to the Hillary Clinton campaign than any other candidate. And back to what Gaddafi stated on the record, that viruses are produced so that, quote, they can generate and sell vaccinations. But the vaccination endgame is far more nefarious than just the generation of profit. Consider these recent headline reports. First, this from the New York Post. Israeli scientists claim to be weeks away from coronavirus vaccine. Next, from sfgate.com, this. Israel says COVID-19 vaccine is only weeks away. And this headline from multiple sources. Israel claims it has developed a vaccine to cure coronavirus! The agenda surrounding biological warfare are, again, about much more than just profit. Power and control are core. Another new headline report from yesterday. FEMA requests 100,000 body bags. That's from CNN and other sources. From the report, it states this. The Department of Defense is working to fulfill a request from the Federal Emergency Management Agency for 100,000 body bags. It seems the script is being played out, but the backdrop of climate and biosphere collapse will remain the bottom line. Those in power now feel that they can carry out the most blatant and engineered pandemic and societal lockdown without the vast majority even questioning the facts, let alone showing the courage to actually investigate the facts. For so long, so many glaring crimes of unimaginable scale have been carried out in plain sight, in spite of the underlying facts. Wars started from false flag events like Vietnam, which is only one example. The Iraq invasions are another stunning example. Colossal fabrications like the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that didn't exist. The biggest and most obvious false flag being 9/11. And now, the engineered pandemic being utilized for the slow burn culling of the weakest in our societies, used for the total lockdowns of societies all over the globe, and the likely coming forced vaccinations. What will these vaccinations contain? What damage will they do to populations? What agendas and objectives are being carried out? Though there is much we cannot know, we can still state with certainty that the agendas being carried out are absolutely not benevolent in any way, shape, or form. No matter how adversarial global powers may seem to be on the surface, behind the curtain, they, the global power structures, are colluding and cooperating on the current scenario and on climate engineering weather warfare, and countless other issues as well. And we know this in the climate engineering issue because we have documents, government documents, Senate documents, one of them nearly 800 pages long. You can find this at geoengineeringwatch.org by searching geoengineeringwatch.org massive Senate document that states on the document that normally adversarial countries will cooperate on the climate engineering issue due to the cross-border ramifications. How many realize such cooperation is occurring? Certainly every major power is involved. And lesser governments, lesser powers or countries are also involved either actively or passively. All of them uniformly denying the climate engineering elephant in the room. Why would we think that such cooperation at some level is not also occurring on this virus, even if there's conflict occurring at the same time? Each government covering the other for their own purposes, for their own reasons, involved in the insanity. Another question, because those in power are carrying out countless agendas and objectives by carrying out various forms of societal and environmental assaults, does that mean the threats we face are not real? No. The coming weeks and months will continue to add clarity to the wider horizon. Again, the bottom line is this: when our planet's life support systems completely collapse, the party is over at that moment. And on the current course, short of a complete change of direction by the human race, that day is perilously close. Again, if we remain on the current course. The COVID-19 pandemic scenario has completely eclipsed any public consciousness of the wider biosphere collapse horizon. And this fact greatly serves those in power as they continue to make their own preparations for the unfolding collapse. And part of that involves their continued looting, pillaging, plundering, and polluting of what's left of the planet. Controversy and societal division created by political theater, political bread and circus, also continues, and this also serves those in power. An example, this recent quote from the president, who said very recently, "Easter Sunday, and you'll have packed churches," end quote. Such completely from the hip statements that are a constant flow from the White House are very effective at confusing and dividing the population, at creating controversy. And again, that bread and circus being the theme of the day serves those in power. How is the societal lockdown going in Russia, for example? This new headline report from the Barron's Observer: as virus spreads across Russia, Moscow tightens grip over information. New legislation opens up possibility for 5-year prison terms for, quote, fake news about the coronavirus. Fake news in whose opinion? The Russian government's? Is it really much different here? The censorship continues at so many levels of anyone who dares to challenge the official narrative about 9/11, about the U.S. military wars of aggression abroad in pursuit of resources in other people's countries. How dare these countries have our resources within their borders? That's how some Americans feel. And that's extraordinarily saddening and distressing. A former friend from my childhood, a friend of nearly 30 years, in our last conversation told me ultimately he didn't care if our government did 9/11. or about the wars abroad, if that's what it took to keep his personal paradigm going, to keep his personal party going. I admit that I was shocked and taken back that after almost 30 years, I realized I didn't really know who this person was. And his true character in that conversation became visible. And that was our last association or communication. How are things going in Iraq since America delivered democracy to them at the point of a gun? Again, with the non-existent weapons of mass destruction used as the pretext for the wars of aggression waged on that country. From oilprice.com, this: Iraq on the brink of civil war as oil revenues evaporate. Iraq and its resources having long since been a target of the Western power structure. And Iran, of course, also has long since been in the crosshairs of the Western power structure. Now Iraq and Iran are dealing with the engineered COVID-19 pandemic. How long till total societal breakdown occurs in these two countries? How long till the dominoes of total collapse begin to accelerate all over the globe? In fact, it is already well underway and was already underway before the engineered COVID-19 pandemic was unleashed on the planet, and the manipulation that it is being utilized for. Total manipulation, total control, from the weather, from the sky to the ground. The so-called weather forecasting is now literally just the scheduled weather due to climate engineering weather warfare operations. With this in mind, is the engineered COVID-19 pandemic any different? No. Like the scheduled weather, we are already being told about the next scheduled outbreaks and the coming vaccinations that will soon enough be further forced on already deteriorating societies. From the New York Post and other sources, Fauci anticipates another U.S. coronavirus outbreak in the fall. The nation's top infectious disease expert said Monday that he anticipates the U.S. will endure another coronavirus outbreak in the fall. And by then, Fauci said, it's important the government has a vaccine that's, quote, on track. On track for what, Mr. Fauci? On track to help who? On track to carry out what agendas and objectives? Later in this broadcast, more on Anthony Fauci and his involvement with the suppression of vaccine dangers. The most critically important breaking headline reports in a moment. But first, to each and every individual that is doing their best, given their individual circumstances, to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, thank you. More than I can say, it is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference at this late hour. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 243, April 4th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Sunday morning, same time slot, repeat broadcast. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. This broadcast is also re-aired on the East Coast PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Several other stations around the country have also picked up this broadcast. We offer it to them free of charge. We simply want to sound the alarm. Our thanks to them for helping us to do so. The latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. We realize that with social distancing, handing these brochures out personally is not possible at this time. However, they can be mailed, and many are doing so. Many are enveloping, for example, our 20-page fact and photo summary booklets, our most powerful tool, which again we offer for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. They can be mailed in a 6x9 envelope to heads of agencies, elected officials, environmental activist groups. It's easy to start spot fires of awareness in that manner. And passing on credible, compelling, printed data is exponentially more effective than anything that can be conveyed verbally. The proverbial picture is worth a thousand words, something we need to remember. Moving on, the converging catastrophes that are closing in on us all are many and complex. The unfolding agendas of those in power are also many and complex. Climate and biosphere collapse, again, being the bottom line in both equations. Attempting to oversimplify all that is unfolding only creates countless blind spots. Something we must always keep in mind. Stand on the most credible, inarguable, verifiable pillars of data so that people can form an opinion based on a solid foundation of information. There are too many breaking headlines to completely cover in this broadcast. So much is unfolding, so many agendas are being carried out. But this being said, I'll cover as many pieces of the puzzle as I can with the time I have in this broadcast. First, from multiple sources, Department of Defense COVID-19 infections rate continues to climb. Report states, despite the military's generally young and healthy population, service members have proven to be just as at risk as any other American, despite early statements from officials that those attributes put them at lower risk. First, this question about that report. How many vaccinations do the U.S. military personnel receive? What have all these injections done to their overall immune system? This reminder from data I covered in a previous broadcast. The prestigious journal Vaccine, this is a peer-reviewed medical journal, a report titled Influenza Vaccination and Respiratory Virus Interference Among Department of Defense Personnel During the 2017-2018 Influenza Season reveals that influenza vaccination may increase the risk of infection from other respiratory viruses, a phenomenon known as virus interference. Again, to restate this statistic, this report showed a 36% increase in contraction of coronavirus and a 51% increase in contraction of metapneumovirus in individuals that were given the flu vaccination. And this reminder from a previous broadcast, a 2018 study published in the PNAS, this is Proceedings for the National Academy of Sciences, found that receiving a flu vaccination may increase aerosol shedding of flu particles 6.3 times more as compared with having no vaccination. That's 630% more. These are astounding figures that we would certainly never hear from mainstream media or their pharmaceutical industrial complex sponsors. More on the issue of vaccinations. Yet another new report that shines desperately needed light on the vaccination assault. Here's the headline from vaccineimpact.com. Quote, the failure of influenza vaccine, according to the medical literature. Excerpts from this report. Failure number one, influenza vaccination has been 40 to 90% ineffective over the past 15 years. Failure two, influenza vaccine effectiveness is highly inconsistent and ignores immune system complexities. Failure number three, influenza vaccine effectiveness dwindles with repeated vaccination. Failure four, influenza vaccines can increase the recipient's susceptibility to non-vaccine influenza viruses and other acute infections, as I just stated from the earlier report. Again, none of this type of data will ever be told to us from the power structure, pharmaceutical, industrial complex, sponsored mainstream media cowards. Failure number five, many influenza vaccine researchers are disingenuous or worse when they report on vaccine effectiveness. Failure six, vaccine hype is just that, hype. And yet the pushing of toxic, harmful vaccines continues, doesn't it? And what happens to those in academia who attempt to tell the truth? Let's look at an example. From truthrevolution.net and other sources, this is not a new report, but it is very pertinent to what is unfolding today. Here's the headline. Scientists jailed after discovering deadly viruses are delivered through vaccines. From this report, molecular biologist Dr. Judy Mikovits was thrown in prison after discovering evidence that deadly retroviruses are transmitted through vaccines given to humans. Dr. Mikovits stated this, quote, I was fired, jailed without cause, without hearing, without any civil rights at all. Just drug out of my house in shackles one day in November 18th, 2011. I refused to denounce the data. I refused to say it was a mistake. We have the data. I showed the data. I showed all of the data. They told me to tell everyone that I made it all up, and then I could go home. And if you don't, they said, we will destroy you. And they did. She, Dr. Mikovits, was arrested without a warrant and held in jail for 5 days without the opportunity for bail as a fugitive from justice and was given a 4-year gag order. Her career was destroyed. Her story is documented in the book Plague, One Scientist's Intrepid Search for the Truth About Human Retroviruses and the Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, Autism, and Other Diseases They Cause. Another factor in the story needs to be considered about an individual that's very prominent today, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci was then the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Fauci stated in an email that addressed Dr. Mikovits this. He said, "If Dr. Mikovits stepped foot on the National Institutes of Health property, she would be immediately arrested." Does that sound like an individual who wants to find out the truth or wants to help cover it up? Much more to know about Anthony Fauci. Of course, sources like Snopes will tell a completely different story. Sources who are tasked with the discrediting of scientists like Dr. Mikovits for daring to expose such damning information. So stand back and consider that specific human diseases have skyrocketed in direct correlation with the radical increase in officially recommended vaccinations. Some 70 vaccinations by the time a child graduates high school. As a society, we must be willing to face the truth. We must be willing to tear down the lies that have become so permeated in our society. Lies that anyone who dares to question is persecuted for. What happens to the whistleblowers in our society? We can look at Dr. Mikovits as one example, Julian Assange as another, John Kerikou as a third, John Kerikou being the individual who blew the whistle on the illegal and horribly immoral torture programs in the U.S. Who went to jail? Who was the only one to go to jail for that fiasco? John Kerikou. This is what we do to whistleblowers. And as a society, if we don't stand by them, then we have no hope of ever changing course. It will only get darker by the day, and that's exactly the course we're on. Moving forward, more headlines from Reuters. U.S. Navy relieves aircraft carrier commander who wrote letter urging coronavirus action. Again, more punishing of those in any post, in any arena, who dare not toe the line of those in power. This Navy aircraft commander is yet another example. Business as usual, again, for the criminal cabal that controls the U.S. government and the U.S. military. As stated, those, again, who don't toe the line or who dare to expose the truth are dealt with, as the whistleblowers I just mentioned. More on vaccinations and the forcing of them on societies. From Australia mainstream media, this is from last week, 7news.com.au. Quote, "Coronavirus Australia, those aged over 65 to get new flu, quote, super vaccine for free." Imagine that. And this is where it needs to be remembered that the forcing of vaccines in society is about much more than profit. How many stores have we seen in North America or pharmacies get your flu vaccine for free? Because ultimately, they want to be sure the population receives that. Why? Why are they so determined when there's so much data to prove the harm these vaccinations are causing? Because the agendas are darker than most want to even consider or face. From this report, an Australian company has developed a, quote, super vaccine that is being offered for free to those aged over 65. The report states the jab, called Flodquad 1, is the first four-strain vaccine for influenza in the world and has an added adjuvant to increase potency and effectiveness. Like the increase in potency and effectiveness we get from the other adjuvants in vaccines, like mercury, like aluminum, increasing the potency and effectiveness, yes, but toward what end? Toward destroying our body's immune system? It doesn't take a huge amount of research or contemplation to understand that injecting neurotoxins into our body will do harm, is doing harm. Report continues, although the vaccine does not protect against COVID-19 influenza vaccination, it is recommended to reduce hospitalization at a time when the coronavirus pandemic is putting unprecedented pressure on the medical system. So if we have studies that have already shown that even the basic flu vaccine, let alone this new supercharged flu vaccine, is increasing susceptibility to the COVID-19 engineered pandemic and other forms of pneumonia, how could this new supercharged vaccine or super vaccine, how could that possibly do anything but further increase the load on hospitals? And in fact, is that exactly what those in power want? When does that conclusion start to become clearer? How many remember the recent constant vaccine commercials in the U.S. that pushed seniors to get the special flu vaccine designed just for them. That was, same number, that was four times as powerful. Recent commercials, and again, how much more susceptible to additional infections are many of the older and weaker in our societies since receiving such immune-compromising injections? Again, what will it take to compel more of the population to actually investigate the dire and verifiable dangers that vaccines pose to our overall health and natural immunity? What will it take? What statements have the behind-the-curtain world leaders made on the record that are relevant in the context of this conversation? Let's start with this. Depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the third world because the U.S. economy will require large and increasing amounts of minerals from abroad, especially from less developed countries. Who said that? Henry Kissinger. And yet individuals like Mr. Kissinger, who are some of the most diabolical ever produced by the human race, are revered in so many circles. I'll get to more of that in a moment. But consider that statement that he just made. Depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the third world. Is it any wonder at all that the vaccines given to African children are statistically causing a mortality rate in the first 5 months that's 500% higher than the non-vaccinated children? Is that a hard equation to figure out? I don't think so. This is not about the common good. It's not about saving the children. It's about foreign policy of the power structure. And how blatantly could he admit, how much more blatantly, that this is about acquiring resources from abroad? That's what empires are about. That's what U.S. foreign policy is about. That's what the U.S., quote, spreading freedom and democracy is about. All of these dots are so clear if we can simply clear the lens through which we see the world. Another quote. The illegal we do immediately. The unconstitutional takes a little longer. What we in America call terrorists are really groups of people that reject the international system, end quote. Also from Henry Kissinger. With Kissinger's previous two statements in mind, now consider this statement made by Kissinger. Referring to the president, Kissinger said this, quote, I give him huge credit. Donald Trump is a phenomenon that foreign countries have not seen. So it is shocking for them that he came into office. It is an extraordinary opportunity, end quote, from Henry Kissinger. And again, for the record, occupants of the White House, going all the way back to John F. Kennedy, are nothing more than puppets in the power structure play. Let's look at more quotes. This one from the Obama administration science advisor, John Holdren. He said this, the planetary regime might be given responsibility for determining the optimum population for the world and for each region and for arbitrating various countries, quote, shares within their regional limits. Control of population size might remain the responsibility of each government, but the regime, i.e. the New World Order, would have some power to enforce the agreed limits. Those in power can decimate global populations any time they choose. Look at the spraying operations. Consider that if a very lethal pathogen was included in those aerosol dispersing operations, it is game over for us overnight. The current circulating pandemic is absolutely meaningless against the backdrop of biosphere collapse and what the power structure could do overnight if they so choose. They can include elements in the aerosol dispersion operations, again, that would level the playing field overnight, any time they choose. And for those who don't think this is a possibility, you have not investigated the facts. Please, please do so. Another quote from Mr. Kissinger, a final quote. He said this, today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true, Kissinger said, if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or fabricated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to be delivered from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. Again, Henry A. Kissinger. All major global powers, on some level, again, are colluding and cooperating on the COVID-19 pathogen scenario and the orchestrated societal shutdown that it is being utilized for. Before moving on to a succession of breaking reports on the impacts of the agendas being carried out, what can we do to strengthen our immunity? Supplements, not just for COVID-19 prevention and treatment, but for general health. Some basic building blocks, not saying this is the only course of action, but these are basic building blocks that are particularly important, not just for the current elements that we're being exposed to, but other health-threatening factors, and also to build our own immune systems, which is the most important step we can take. Vitamin C, profoundly important, preferably a more bioavailable buffered form. How much? I'll state what I take and what I would take based on available data if I contracted what I felt to be a pathogen of some sort, be it COVID or anything else. I take 2 to 3 grams a day. I space that out in 4 separate intervals during the day. I also take zinc at least twice a day, about 100 milligrams a day. And the 2 to 3 grams of C I take, if I was coming down with something, I would up that to as much as 1 gram an hour. That's what I do. Not telling anybody else what to do. Not giving medical advice, but I'm stating that's what I would do. Up to 1 gram an hour until my digestive system began to react negatively, and then I would reduce that dose. But I would try to maintain something close to that dose until whatever ailment I had contracted had diminished. On the zinc, 100 milligrams a day is enough. If you can dissolve that underneath your tongue to coat your throat, stops viral replication. Zinc seems to be a profoundly important factor in the equation, not just for the current COVID scenario, but for many others. Melatonin, also key component that seems to stabilize the immune system. This is why the younger in our populations are doing better than older, because they have a much higher melatonin content in their systems. Melatonin, again, a very profound element. I've taken melatonin for the last 20 years. I've taken vitamin C religiously since I was 14 years old. It has made a profound difference in my life. I could go on and on about that, but the beneficial effects of C are profound indeed, not just for the current scenario we face, but in general. These are just 3 primary building blocks. I don't have time to go into more here. There is a geoengineeringwatch.org article that goes into much more depth and detail called Staying Healthy in a World That Isn't. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, Staying Healthy in a World That Isn't. It's a much more detailed health protocol that I follow, and that may be of some use. Back to the horizon we face and the impact of the agendas being carried out. Again, the bottom line is the unfolding climate and biosphere collapse being fueled by countless forms of anthropogenic, i.e. human, activity. The climate engineering weather warfare assault being at the top of the list, but still far from the only factor. The loot, plunder, pillage, and pollute policies of those who control the industrialized, militarized societies, if allowed to continue, will soon seal our collective fate. The lie of infinite growth on a finite planet with finite resources should be clear at this point. If the human race again remains on the current course, our days are numbered. Biosphere collapse will and is forcing economic and societal collapse and, again, power structure, total desperation. As I've been over again and again, the COVID-19 scenario, a glaring manifestation of that desperation. More headlines from ZeroHedge.com. There are basically no sales. U.S. auto industry enters total collapse as a result of nationwide lockdown. Another headline. In spite of the auto industry crashing and biosphere and industrial society collapsing, unbridled greed and insanity prevails. And this headline is one example. Quote, the U.S. can't afford to let shale fail. End quote. For the record, shale was a failure before it started. the whole shale fracking Ponzi scheme that poisons groundwater forever for a very temporary well that falls flat very quickly. The shale facade is coming apart at the seams right now. From multiple sources, UN warns of global food shortage caused by coronavirus measures. Report states United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization warned of global food shortages caused by measures to stem the spread of novel coronavirus. It was already happening. I can't stress that enough, and I've been over that in so many broadcasts over so many years. Collapse was already unfolding. The oceans are collapsing. Crops are collapsing. Protective layers of the atmosphere collapsing. Climate collapsing. You can't do what we've done to the planet without unimaginable consequences, and those consequences were already manifesting before those in power, those who engineered this pathogen. We can point fingers in lots of different directions, but the fact is this pathogen is absolutely engineered. Science peer-reviewed study proves that, and yet no mainstream media source, no official government source is acknowledging that fact. Public needs to search out these facts on their own. Again, as I've stated in previous broadcasts, the COVID-19 bioweapon is about culling some of the weaker and older members of our societies and controlling the rest. Those who have released this engineered pathogen can likely stoke the fires of infection or douse them as needed. Keep in mind that, again, all major powers are to varying degrees colluding and cooperating on multiple levels and with many issues. Major global powers, what we are led to believe are superpower countries with completely conflicting interests, continue to cover each other's back, so to speak, on issues like 9/11 and the global climate engineering weather warfare assault, and in all likelihood, aspects of the COVID-19 scenario. I saw an analogy on a climate science blog that showed a scuba diver swimming toward the surface. It looked like an old Jaws movie commercial. Below him was a large shark with an open mouth swimming toward him, and the shark was labeled COVID-19. Below that shark was a much bigger shark with an open mouth with the label, the unfolding economic collapse. And below that shark, a final massive shark that was swimming toward all of those just mentioned with a massive mouth. And that shark was labeled climate and biosphere collapse. It's an analogy to consider. And again, it parallels what geoengineeringwatch.org has stated for over a decade. Climate and biosphere collapse will trigger economic collapse, societal collapse, and total power structure desperation. That's what's unfolding. Another headline from the newrepublic.com. The climate crisis will be just as shocking and abrupt as the COVID-19 crisis. It's all connected. As I just stated, all of these factors completely connected. And so few yet understand the gravity and immediacy of what's unfolding and how it's being utilized by those in power in their final acts of desperation as human industrialized militarized societies circle the drain, so to speak. Another headline from HuffingtonPost.com. States quietly pass laws criminalizing fossil fuel protest amid coronavirus chaos. Just an example of one example of how the current engineered paradigm is being used to manipulate, lock down, control. Let's go through a succession of headlines. I'm not going to give sources on these. There's too many. You can simply, if you search the exact headline I give, you can easily find the report. Cash handouts and bond buying. $10 trillion plus deployed against virus. Money out of thin air to try to pacify populations until the brutal bitter end. Another headline. A global consumer default wave is just getting started in China. The only true wealth is natural resources, and those are imploding around the globe. Another headline, coronavirus pushes London banks to consider additional gold storage sites. I've said many times, can't eat that metal. The greatest commodity will be what you can eat, drink, or shelter with soon. Another headline, it's going to be a rush to gold. The dollar is cooked. The dollar has been propped up for an unimaginably long time. The only reason it does as good as it does is because other countries around the world are forced to use it at the point of a gun, literally, or with draconian, brutally murderous sanctions, forced to continue using the dollar. Another headline, Navy sailing into choppy waters after virus strikes carrier, retired admiral warns. Went over that earlier. He's been relieved of duty for trying to simply tell the truth. Another headline, U.S. cancels major Philippines war games due to virus. Next headline, It is a time of crisis, and U.S. foreign policy is becoming unhinged, i.e. desperate. Next headline. Refiners are having to pay to produce gasoline. Next headline. Canadian drillers face nightmare scenario as oil price crashes. Another headline. We are on the verge of a massive collapse. Ex-Energy Secretary Perry says COVID-19 will ravage the oil industry. It's not COVID-19. Ultimately, it's the human race and what the human race is doing to itself. Some factions doing to other factions of our species. And that's what all this is about. It's not nature. This is not nature. This is all related directly to human activity. Another headline, U.S. drillers face doomsday scenario. Another headline, shale giant files for bankruptcy as oil price war rages on. Next headline, very related and should be a glaring harbinger of the current policies of our government. Trump suggests a bailout for, quote, our great oil companies at coronavirus press briefing. Another headline, also related, yet one more example of what the coronavirus engineered pandemic is providing cover for. This headline, as coronavirus worsens, the Trump administration is pushing offshore drilling and gas exports. Cover for so many agendas being carried out. Another headline, California judge upholds Trump's repeal of fracking regulations on public land. So even though the fracking industry is a failed industry, and it never had a chance, it was never sustainable, it permanently poisons aquifers all over the globe, we have, under cover of the coronavirus pandemic, this kind of activity going on, the gutting of environmental protections all over the country. On that note, this headline, Trump administration rolls back federal vehicle emission standards across the board. And this is not in any way to condone the other political party in our completely controlled political paradigm. It's all two sides of the same coin. But the bottom line is, this is what our government is doing. Another headline, coronavirus hits already struggling U.S. farmers who are stating, quote, we've stopped saying it can't get worse. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, crops already collapsing all over the globe, weather warfare, a key component in that equation, and again, the COVID-19 engineered pandemic providing cover for that as well. Another headline, there's never been more attention on the ills of profit-motivated pharmaceutical production. That's at least a step in the right direction. That should be looked at very carefully. Another headline, Peru saves bats blamed for coronavirus, not from a bat, not from an animal market, engineered in a lab. Peer-reviewed science study proves this. Another headline on that note, 8 strains of the coronavirus are circling the globe. Went over that in previous broadcast. Is it just a coincidence that different strains showed up in different places that were most impactful to those particular populations? No, not an act of nature. Another headline, stranded at sea, cruise ships around the world are adrift as ports turn them away. Another headline, New York internet speeds have plunged as locked down Americans clog networks. Another headline, there are basically no sales. U.S. auto industry enters total collapse as a result of nationwide lockdown. Another headline, unemployment could top 32% as 47 million workers are laid off amid coronavirus. Another headline, quote, bailouts for the rich, the virus for the rest of us. Commentary that accompanies this report. Though the bailouts for the executives of corporations and institutions whose coffers have been emptied for their own personal enrichment, a corporate kleptocracy is having its class power secured. And through token payments and a pandemic profiteering for the masses, the American citizen is expendable. Another headline, private jet companies could get billions in aid from coronavirus bailout. Heavy spraying in numerous regions reveals geoengineering operations are again continuing. I have a very important announcement on that later in this broadcast about commercial aircraft that are being leased by the U.S. Department of Defense. Stay tuned. Another headline, the $1.5 trillion global tourism industry faces a $450 billion collapse in revenues based on optimistic assumptions. The party is over. Can't stress that enough. This is not a bump in the road. It's the end of what was. Another headline, the German state finance minister found dead. Another headline, the COVID world order is coming. Another headline, Texas National Guard troops could do door-to-door checkups around Dallas. Another headline, South Africa begins, quote, unprecedented military patrolled lockdowns. Another headline, U.S. will have, quote, millions of cases and over 100,000 coronavirus-related deaths, Fauci says. How does Fauci know all this? Thus, the ordering of 100,000 body bags that FEMA just placed. Another headline, survivalists and other self-described preppers say they were ready for COVID-19. Are they ready for climate and biosphere collapse? I think not. We need to focus on the wider horizon. If we don't salvage what's left of Earth's life support systems, we're done. Another headline, China defends against incoming second wave of coronavirus. It's back. It's not going away. We need to pay attention to this. Yes, it's engineered, never went away. And I would argue, as I have already, those in power can stoke these fires anytime they choose, or they can disperse a much more lethal pathogen that could level the playing field anytime they want. Again, the engineered COVID-19 scenario is providing cover for countless agendas and objectives to be carried out. The COVID-19 scenario is providing cover, as another example, for the continued toppling and takeover of yet more resource-rich countries. Here's an ongoing example. Quote, Trump administration's $15 million bounty on Venezuelan President Maduro triggers explosive confession of assassination plot. From that report, the Trump administration's deception-laden indictment of President Nicolas Maduro and members of his inner circle has badly backfired, resulting in the exposure of a violent assassination plan that could lead to the arrest of coup leader Juan Guaido, the puppet individual that our government was trying to install in Venezuela. Again, the COVID-19 engineered pandemic providing cover for so much. Let's cover more of that. In one of last week's White House Dog and Pony Show press briefings, Vice President Pence stated this, quote, President Trump has put the safety of Americans first. Really? Consider this headline. Snowden warns government surveillance amid COVID-19 could be long-lasting. Agendas are being carried out. The rest is simply part of the facade or part of the orchestration. Another headline. Dictatorships often start in the face of a threat. UN privacy chief warns against long-lasting theft of freedoms amid COVID-19 surveillance. All of this connected. All of this part of the agenda is being carried out. Another headline. Russia calls U.S. sanctions on Venezuela a tool of genocide amid epidemic. Agendas being carried out. Continuing on this theme. This headline. EPA suspends enforcement of environmental laws amid COVID-19 virus. Again from last week. Another headline, EPA citing coronavirus drastically relaxes rules for polluters. Agendas being carried out. Another headline, Trump agencies steadily pushing rollbacks as pandemic rages. Connect the dots. Lockdown, culling of some of the oldest and weakest in our societies, surveillance state, and the releasing of any regulation so that the military-industrial complex can loot, plunder, pillage, and pollute until there's nothing left, until the brutal, bitter end. We are truly drowning in a sea of total insanity. The sooner we face that collectively, the sooner we stop cooperating with the insanity, all of us, from our military brothers and sisters, law enforcement, if you are asked to carry out an unlawful or immoral order, you are obligated not to do so. If we do not stand together, we will all sink together. And we are sinking quickly. Make no mistake about that. More headlines from globaltimes.cn. U.S. urged to release health info of military athletes who came to Wuhan in October of 2019. We're over that in previous broadcasts. But the Chinese government is still urging U.S. authorities to release health and infection information on the U.S. military delegation, which came to Wuhan, where the outbreak started, for the Military World Games in October. Thus, with this information, they could end the conjecture about the U.S. military personnel bringing COVID-19 to China. We are not being given all the facts. We don't know who patient zero actually was yet, but clearly this pathogen, this pandemic, is engineered to carry out many, many objectives and agendas. Another headline from CBS News. This is a report from October 8th, 2002, but it is relevant today. Here is the headline. U.S. admits to bioweapons tests. From that report, the United States secretly tested chemical and biological weapons on American soil during the 1960s and after. Newly declassified Pentagon reports show the tests include releasing deadly nerve agents in Alaska and spraying bacteria over Hawaii, according to the documents. I went over what they did to San Francisco in a previous broadcast, spraying the fog as it rolled into San Francisco. The United States also tested nerve agents in Canada and Britain in conjunction with those two countries and biological and chemical weapons in at least two other states, Maryland and Florida. Again, our country cooperating with other countries' governments, the population is, as always, expendable. Summaries of more than two dozen tests show that biological and chemical tests were much more widespread than the military has previously acknowledged. Should that come as any surprise at all to any of us? I'm almost out of time. There's a very important statement I need to cover that was given to me yesterday from a former U.S. military member that is working directly with geoengineeringwatch.org. Here is the statement, quote, Department of Defense and Freedom of Information Act documents show that the U.S. Air Force has leased 400 aircraft from 25 private U.S. companies as of January 2020. This type of aircraft leasing by the federal government has been going on since the early 2000s. However, with the airlines industry being heavily subsidized and regulated by the federal government, it's not difficult to connect the dots between climate engineering, the government, and commercial air carriers. Furthermore, all commercial aircraft are designed with quick disconnect seating and internal cargo rails so they can be converted into cargo aircraft with minimal downtime. Internal pictures of these commercial aircraft with large tanks and pumps installed in them exist. Department of Defense and Freedom of Information Act requests for all contracts concerning the above-mentioned 400 aircraft and 25 commercial carriers should soon be acquired. These contracts will have the registration numbers, serial numbers, type of equipment, and internal configuration of each aircraft leased by the U.S. Air Force. This information can then be matched up with the flight data from known weather modification aircraft that has already been collected. This contract information can also be used to connect future geoengineering flights to the U.S. Air Force and the Department of Defense via flight radar applications and photographs. The Department of Defense is heavily involved in these operations, and we are one document away from proving it. More on this when it's appropriate for this information to be released, but we are working as hard as we can at geoengineeringwatch.org and those working with us behind the scenes, doing everything we can every single day. We cannot, we must not forget that climate and biosphere collapse is the bottom line. No, the planet's not just warming. It's spiraling at blinding speed toward total meltdown. The climate engineering weather warfare operations are further fueling the overall fire while contaminating every breath we take. Though the scale of the atmospheric aerosol spraying operations has been impacted by the engineered pandemic lockdown, weather warfare is absolutely ongoing. The engineered winter weather whiplash cooldowns are a glaring example. Search the engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. Again, you can search the engineering wildfire sections because we will soon be in wildfire season. More incinerations are going to take place. Engineering drought sections, lots of data there. You simply have to search these sections and comb through that data to better understand what's happening and why. That's why we have our website, to try to provide a repository for credible research data. What we collectively face is nothing short of converging catastrophes. All are a direct result of and a consequence of large segments of human society behaving poorly, with those at the top of the power structure being the most stunning examples. But as I have stated so many times, they, those in power, could not do what they do without the active or passive support of large percentages of the population, and most especially in the military. Again, unjust or immoral orders should never be carried out. How can we know what is just or what not? Honest investigation must be conducted. Ideologies, preconceptions, and program bias must be abandoned. Mark Twain stated this, quote, "There is nothing that training cannot do. Nothing is above its reach or below it. It can turn bad morals to good, good morals to bad. It can destroy principles, and it can recreate them. It can debase angels to men, and it can lift men to angels." We need to aspire to the latter statement made by Mr. Twain. Where will each of us choose to stand in this equation? What will each of us choose to do with the time we have? If we stand together, if we collectively face the gathering storm head on, if we refuse to go silently into the night, collectively, we can yet make a difference. We can yet make a quantum leap in the right direction, even at this late hour. Search the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn how to effectively and efficiently make your voice heard in this all-important battle to expose and halt the insanity in our skies and beyond. Time is not on our side. We must make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.